WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. General results of the first Texas Reds Festival, managed by the Downtown Bryan Association, have been presented to the City Council.
The DBA Sandy Ferris says while reaction to the annual steak and wine event was overwhelmingly positive, the council will be asked for funding next year to bring back steak dinners.
We heard over and over again, you're having a steak and grape festival and you don't have steaks. Well, we tried to increase the focus on the steak cook-off, which I think we did. That proved to be a little bit more successful.
Attendance was estimated at 10,000. How many came from out of town wasn't announced, but using electronic ticketing for wine, beer, and the kids zone, visitors came from 84 counties and 14 states. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council at its last meeting approved rezoning for a 20-building student apartment complex to be built at Holloman Drive and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Most of the conversation dealt with the increased traffic load. A representative of the developer, engineer Veronica Morgan, told the council they're doing the best they can given the hand they've been dealt.
In terms of what happened with Jones Butler and the bridge and the inability to have that as a major thoroughfare for us, we're trying to play catch-up now.
The rezoning includes the developer paying for traffic signal improvements that are yet to be finalized. Construction on the 32-acre site starts next spring, with the opening planned in the fall of 2016. If you're planning to be at Yale practice the night before the Texas A&M football game against LSU, there's been a schedule change. This year, the Yale leaders will be at Reed Arena for the women's basketball game. That has moved the football Yale practice to midnight, with Kyle Field gates opening at 10:30 and step-off from in front of Duncan Dining Hall at 11:30. For the second time this month, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has won an election. Flores was chosen the chairman of what he calls the largest and most influential caucus in the 114th Congress, the Republican Study Committee.
We are what I call the conservative conscience of the Congress. And so our job is to put forth the most conservative solutions that we can.
And Flores was among three seeking the position, which was decided in a secret ballot election. Bryan Broadcasting's Elves have started this year's Christmas Angels campaign. Promotions director Josh Hurt says Christmas trees are again posted at both Blue Baker restaurants in College Station.
Each angel includes a local child's name, age, and a Christmas wish list. You can pick out toys and everything a child needs to have a Christmas that they would normally not have this year.
You can also select children by going online to mychristmasangels.com. Three members of the College Station City Council returned the Brazos Boot to Bryan, marking the first time since 2004 the Bryan High football team defeated Consolidated. Mayor Pro Tem Carl Mooney made the presentation at Tuesday night's Bryan City Council meeting.
We thought we would dust this thing off since it's been in College Station so long.
Bryan Mayor Jason Bayinski announced the retirement of the boot now that all four public high schools are in the same district. Work has started on creating a new recognition. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 40 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. More news at the bottom of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirnemann Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirnemann Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirnemann Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirnemann Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At University Pediatric Association, an annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, Sleep habits and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual Well Check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual Well Check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened. And we'll perform other tests as needed so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on Well Checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure will continue to build across the local area, and as it does so, it'll be responsible for sunshine today. Temperatures will get to about 60 through the afternoon. For tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows around 50. Turning cloudy tomorrow with a chance for a shower. Highs tomorrow afternoon right around 65. There could be a few showers tomorrow night. Lows will be 55 to 60. Friday clouds, the chance of showers. Highs on Friday near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M basketball opening up, women's basketball opening up their home schedule against Rice this evening. A&M volleyball hits the road to Arkansas. A&M softball. Can you imagine playing softball in this weather? Well, they are. We'll get that to that and more in sports, and we'll do it for you at about 7:50. And this just came across my thread. You ready, Scott?
Ready.
Of course, that didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Didn't you wonder why you were getting checks for doing absolutely nothing?
Yeah.
I figured because the Democrats were in power again.
That's from The Simpsons.
Very nice. Okay, there you are.
I thought it was because you work in radio. 63 for a high today and kind of windy, maybe gusting up to about 20 miles an hour. It's not happening yet, but probably later on today. Remember, again, 30% chance of rain tomorrow, 50% tomorrow night. Then on Saturday, Friday, a 60% chance of rain. Saturday, it's a 70% chance of rain. And each night, about 50%. So the temps will be nice, but rain may disrupt whatever you plan to do. This morning, we'll talk about why coffee spills and beer doesn't.
Why what?
Why coffee spills and beer doesn't. As the server is bringing it to you.
I was going to say, because personally, you spend more time making sure you don't spill the beer.
Careful. By the way, today is Have a Bad Day Day, if there's somebody that you want to wish that to. It's also the birthday, or the anniversary of the rollout, I guess, of Pop-Tarts, which, of course, was one of the original food groups. Pop-Tarts, just saying. Is the snow not amazing? I mean, you heard the story about the basketball team or somebody got stuck in the snow up there in the Northeast. Buffalo got 3 to 4 inches of snow per hour, and in one suburb, over 76 inches of snow in 24 hours. That's 6 feet. All 50 states, including Hawaii, did report temperatures below freezing yesterday morning. In Florida, it was in the upper 20s in the panhandle. Freeze warnings in effect. So I guess your grapefruit and orange juice prices will be going up because of that. You know, they'll find a way for that to happen. I have some Thanksgiving jokes we'll do throughout the morning this morning. Would you like to start now?
No better time than the present, Scott.
Yeah, thanks. If the pilgrims were alive today, what would they be most famous for?
Being really old.
Very nice.
I've heard that one.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Which side of the turkey has the most feathers?
Which side?
Yeah, the outside.
I could have guessed, but I didn't want to deflate your balloon again.
Thank you so much. What's the best thing you put into pumpkin pie?
What?
Your teeth. Okay. Well, obviously, we've caught you on a really, really simplistic day, huh?
I like simple jokes.
I know. I do, too. I think they're great good fun. Yeah, it's all right. By the way, while we're talking about turkeys, how about a tofurkey this year?
Oh, no thanks.
Turkey is at its highest wholesale level. Golly, is that a bulletin or what? Production is down over 3% from last year, according to the Chicago Tribune. You know what I find interesting is I think turkey is probably, from a consumable standpoint, more popular now than ever because we've got people consuming turkey 12 months a year.
for so long it was just popular during the holidays, but, you know, sliced turkey for your sandwiches. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, maybe not in the butterball sense turkey, but a lot of turkey gets consumed. Anyhow, what's happened is wholesale prices have jumped 16% from a year earlier. Wholesale is now $1.24 a pound in the week that ended November the 10th. You're not going to have any trouble finding them. It's just they're going to be kind of expensive, and don't look for any discounts that are going to be out there. The National Turkey Federation says it's... do you think they stop by Chick-fil-A on the way to work? I think they ever have that in the... Well, I mean, because really, little chicken bites, those little nugget mm-hmm. things are okay. I don't think turkey nuggets works very well.
I think it would.
Do you?
Oh, man. I always look forward to festival season so I can get me a turkey leg.
Well, okay.
And I think it'd be good in nuggets.
Yeah, but they'd be tough, wouldn't they?
Sure, why not?
Not sure. The industry is still recovering from the record high cost of feed grain. Thank you, corn. That has
ethanol.
To be
ethanol.
Yes, thank you, ethanol. That's right. Yes, during the 2012 drought, which forced reductions in not only the turkeys but also cattle and hogs. So there you are. And if you can get used to clipping coupons, you may be able to do one of those. There may be some coupons out there, but not really. Actually, pork chops and ground beef climbed to record highs in September after the pig virus. So there are always these different things that happen.
I'm tempted to try a new suggestion.
That would be
take your Thanksgiving leftovers,
okay,
and you sort of mash them together.
Okay.
Your potatoes, your beans, cornbread, uh-huh, stuffing, and green bean casserole and turkey, and sort of make them into little crab cakes and griddle them.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think that would be really delicious.
Yeah. Well, again, got to have a good mix in there. You got to have a lot of filler to go mm-hmm. along with it. Don't know. We'll see. Never tried fried turkey, you know. I've never.
Oh,
I
want to
do that this year. Yeah. I heard it's next to impossible to screw up unless you set things
it's
on fire.
Incredible.
Unless you set stuff
well,
on fire.
Well, it's super dangerous.
Yes, it would be.
Don't stick it in there frozen. No. You know, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, okay. The International Space Station, now home of a 3D printer.
Cool.
Yeah.
NASA we're still a relevant astronaut, Barry Wilmore, spent most of Monday unpacking and installing the machine. Well, just for fun, do you think they put those Styro peanuts in there just to open that up into zero gravity? That could be kind of fun, couldn't it? Hello?
I had a friend who screwed up his first attempt at fried turkey, and it wasn't by burning it. He somehow got the outside nice and crispy and the inside very raw.
Oh, wow. Raw turkey, not good.
No, yeah. A little rubbery.
I think so. But anyway, they apparently have been experimenting with this machine, and again, it seems to work in microgravity, so I guess that's pretty cool. What is the first thing that you print on a 3D printer? I mean, think about that, because I'm supposing, certainly within our lifetime, there'll be a home edition. And
what's the first thing you scan
exactly
on a copier?
What is the? No, don't go there. Stop it. Just stop it. I don't want to know. No, quit it. Just quit it. And what's that over there? Oh, never mind.
Hey, astronaut Bill, kiss my butt.
Yeah, he had to go there. The Central Japan Railway Company, in the midst of an 8-day testing period of its new maglev train.
Oh, yeah.
This thing can travel at speeds up to 311 miles per hour. Uh-huh. Japan's bullet train currently run at about 200. Yeah, they do. They've got that now. I know, we can't build one. But
now 50% faster.
Yeah, I mean, they got one right now that goes 200 miles an hour.
I bet they measure it in kilometers.
Well, they probably do, but still, it would be interesting to know politically how they got that done. Or did they just do it and forget what all the uproar about people going, my cow will have stillborn calves for 3 years if you have this train go through here. Anyway, 100 passengers got to go for a ride this week during the first run. How would you feel about that? okay, we're going to do this new experimental train. You want to go? It's going to go 311 miles an hour. You want to be on that thing?
I mean, they've been testing it for long enough that I thought it was actually already in operation.
Yeah, that's. I guess you can't roll the windows down either, right? If all goes as planned, these trains will be operational by 2027, providing a 40-minute trip between Nagoya and Tokyo, which normally takes 80 minutes. It'll now be cut in half.
Wow.
Not bad at all. All right, we've got new words for the year. It's time for that to be happening. New words for the year in a minute. Hello.
You know, I'm not an engineer or anything, but in regards to those trains, now, as I understand it, those magnets are powered by electricity.
They
are. Is that correct?
That'd be correct.
And the power never goes out when you're traveling 300 miles.
Right? Oh, man.
That's a heck of a stop.
Talk about a screeching halt. Don't you know that? Oh, man, can you consider the friction, the heat that that thing would cause. Yeah, that's
It'd be a long, skinny strip right down the middle of the...
722. That's 300 miles an hour. Wow, okay. I guess you don't get to point anything out, do you, as you're going by? All right, here we go. 20. Right, look at that. It's 3 miles behind you by the time you get the sentence out. 2013 was the year of the selfie, with that word being forever immortalized as not only an official entry in the Oxford English Dictionary, but also as their 2013 word of the year. And while selfies, of course, are no shortage this year, there's 2014 will offer a bunch of new words. This year, vaping is included.
Yep.
Vaping. All right. The Oxford English Dictionary officially recognizing vaping as its word of the year for 2014. As a verb, the word vape means to inhale and exhale the vapor produced by the electronic cigarette or similar device. Can also be used as a noun in lieu of electronic cigarettes or similar devices. Vaping, not alone on the list of buzzworthy words, making the list, nearly making the top spot. Bae, B-A-E, used as a term of endearment. Is that right?
It's, yes. Well,
go ahead.
It's so stupid.
Okay. Well, obviously, some people think it's okay. But anyway, also in that list, slacktivism, defined as actions performed via the internet to support in support of a political or social activist or cause.
Hashtag bring back our girls.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So there you go. Slacktivism and bae.
That word actually, I think, was sort of coined it back in 2012 with the Coney thing.
Oh, okay. I think that is absolutely
right. Okay. Yep. All right. There you go. All right. Those are the new words out there. So if you want to drop those today at the coffee bar, just to show that you're hip, it's so you're with it, man.
Alan Honda always provides you with a great car buying experience. Come in today and see the entire line of fuel efficient new Hondas. From the Civic and Accord to the Element and the Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda. And Allen Honda service department is top-notch, always giving attention to every detail so your Honda's operating at its very best. Allen Honda on the Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station. Come in for a great buying experience. Allen's got your Honda.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online, 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. All right, going to be an okay day. A little bit windy today, but aside from that, temps will be all right. 63 for a high temperature today. Winds up gusting to 20 miles an hour today. 47 for a low tonight. Then tomorrow it's 67. Tomorrow night it'll be near 60 with a 50% chance of showers. On Friday, looking at a 60% chance of rain in the lower 70s and a 50% chance of rain on Friday night. Saturday, as it stands right now, a high of 72, but heavy rain, 70% chance of that happening, and a continued 50% chance of rain on Saturday night. However, on Sunday, looks good. Sunny skies in 74. Right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 379% relative humidity, and we've got 37 out there.
Real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Since about 2012, we have experienced record levels of child homelessness. The National Center on Family Homelessness has concluded a comprehensive study and found that one child in every 30 is homeless. The new report covers child homelessness in every state, finding that in 2013, almost 2.5 million kids were homeless at some point during the year. Department of Education research says there are almost 1.5 million homeless children that attend public school. Now, the problem is particularly acute in California. There are over 500,000 homeless kids in that blue state. And I doubt those numbers include the recent wave of illegal immigrant kids the regime welcomed over the southern border. Now, typical of what you'd expect from liberals, the study finds plenty of blame to go around, such as there isn't enough federal and state welfare money for housing. There aren't enough incentives for developers to build enough low-income, affordable housing. Landlords would rather rent to a single professional than a family of four. I wonder why. And, oh yeah, the minimum wage. You know, it's just too low. It's always somebody else's fault and responsibility, always is, except Obama's. None of the child homeless advocates blame the rotten economy that he's presided over for 6 years, and they sure don't question how guys like Jonathan Gruber can become multimillionaires with taxpayer money while innocent children live in the streets. It's simply unacceptable.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50... half of all men have an enlarged prostate. This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zinert. What looks like Houston rush hour traffic around FM 2818 and Holloman is going to get worse. Rezoning has been approved by the College Station City Council to put up 20 buildings of student apartments on 32 acres at the southwest corner of the intersection. Councilwoman Blanche Brick was told by the developer's engineer, Veronica Morgan, that will include traffic signal improvements.
We talked about increasing or changing the turn lanes on Holloman.
Yes.
Will that happen prior to or as this is occurring?
That is correct. We'll be required to install the traffic signal and the improvements at 2818 and Holloman prior to us opening our doors for occupancy.
Okay. Construction is scheduled to start next spring, with opening slated to take place in the fall of 2016. The council was also told by staff there are plans but no money to widen 2818 to six lanes between Welburn and University 5 years from now. The Bryan City Council has its first report of the First Texas Reds Festival managed by the Downtown Bryan Association.
Executive Director Sandy Fair says 10,000 attended a two-day event.
We determined the attendance based on a number of things. We had a survey, we had zip code collections, we had packages sold that we were able to count. So just in counting the vendors and all the different people who contributed.
While hotel occupancy tax money helped pay for the festival, no numbers were given of how many came from out of town or how many nights were booked. Ferris says they heard over and over from people looking for steaks at the Steak and Wine Festival.
We know that if we're going to keep that name, we need to find a way to bring the steaks back. And that is an expensive proposition, which will mean that we will be coming to you again early in 2015. And the budget that we were going to present at that time for the 2015 event will reflect that addition.
Other suggestions included adjusting the hours of wine tasting, having fewer entertainment stages, and having more signage. Based on electronic ticket sales for wine, beer, and the kids zone, people came to the festival from 84 counties and 14 states. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Yell practice for the Aggies Thanksgiving Day football game this year will actually be held at midnight instead of 8 p.m. the night before. That's to allow all five Yell leaders to be at the women's basketball game. The schedule change means the night before Thanksgiving, Kyle Field gates will open at 10:30, followed by step-off in front of Duncan Dining Hall at 11:30. For nearly 30 years, the winner of the football game between Bryan High and Consolidated held the Brazos Boot Trophy. For the first time in 10 years, it's Bryan. College Station Mayor Pro Tem Carl Mooney quipped about blowing the dust off the boot and handing over the boot during Tuesday night's Bryan City Council meeting.
Glad, too, that you thought smart enough to hire a former College Station coach to lead you to victory.
Vikings head coach Ross Rogers thanked team supporters.
Really happy the way it's worked out this year. You know, it goes back to work ethic, and you know, accountability, and that's what we've preached since we got back here 3 years ago, and these guys have bought in.
The Vikings go for their first area win in 25 years Friday night against Magnolia West in Waller. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has two election wins this month, 2 weeks after voters in the 17th District gave him a third term. GOP colleagues in the House selected him chairman of the Republican Study Committee.
In the past, sometimes you've had chairs that wanted to put forth perfect conservative solutions, which go nowhere. What I want to do is put forth achievable conservative solutions that, again, put families in charge, return power back to communities and to the state, and basically say, you know, let's take the power away from Washington and give it back to us.
Flores says the RSC is considered the largest and most influential caucus of the 114th Congress. We'll speak with Congressman Flores coming up here on WTAW. Meantime, neighboring Congressman Kevin Brady of the Woodlands, whose district used to include Brazos County, lost in his bid to chair the House Ways and Means Committee. Former vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan was nominated by the House Republican Steering Committee, which is usually a formality to being selected by all GOP members in the lower chamber. A fifth person has been sentenced to federal prison for their part in filing more than $1.2 million in fraudulent insurance claims from a former Bryan doctor's office. Prosecutors say the scheme at the Texas Avenue Chiropractic Clinic involved bogus medical evaluations and fraudulent billings for patients allegedly hurt in auto accidents. The clinic's former owner, 38-year-old Edward Graham, was sentenced to nearly 7 years. He and the four others were also ordered to repay the money from the scam, which began in 2007. The annual Christmas Angels campaign is underway. Bryan Broadcasting Promotions Director Josh Hurt says the needs and wants of hundreds of children are listed on the Christmas trees at both Blue Baker restaurants and College Station.
We also take volunteers. And, you know, if you have a business and your business wants to adopt 10 angels, all you have to do is contact us. And you can adopt 10 angels straight off the tree. And then you shop for those angels and just bring it back. Or you can make a monetary donation and we'll go get the presents for the child. And it's that simple.
Online at ChristmasAngels.com, you can also adopt children along with making monetary donations. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 41 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Scott DeLucia. This Christmas, Blue Baker and WTAW are asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. Choose a Christmas angel from the tree set up inside both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominick Drive in College Station and 800 University Drive across from the Hilton College Station. Then you shop for your angel, drop off the wrapped gifts at the tree, and we'll do the rest. The deadline to drop off the angel gifts is December 10th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
Aggie Auctioneers David Coleman and Tom Patterson invite you to their second annual Fall Consignment Auction, 10 a.m. Friday, November 21st at the Brazos County Expo Center. Hundreds of trucks, construction, and ag equipment will be up for auction. View a partial list at capauctions.com. Work trucks, tractors, dozers, backhoes, lifts, skid steers, ATVs, and shop equipment. Get what you need. For more info or to consign your own equipment, call 703-1863 or click capauctions.com. Texas Auctioneer License Number 13489.
7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years.
High pressure stretches from the Gulf Coast of Texas all the way into Georgia. We'll see lots of sunshine today. Temperatures making their way up to about 60 or so. Partly cloudy, not quite as cold overnight. Lows near 50. Clouds will increase tomorrow. We could see a shower during the day. Highs near 65. Clouds and maybe a shower tomorrow night. Lows will be 55 to 60. Friday should be partly to mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower. Highs on Friday near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, where there is a story about Texas A&M and Texas playing in the Texas Bowl December 29th at NRG Stadium in Houston. And the SEC is stepping in and going, no. We'll find out more about that. Also, A&M basketball is taking on Rice, the women are, this evening, and a whole lot more in sports. We'll do that for you coming up in about 12 minutes.
Interesting. Wonder if that's the conference or the conference doing cover for A&M who doesn't want to play Texas right now.
There's really no in terms of the overall picture, A&M gets nothing out of it. That's a lose-lose for A&M.
Well, I think they ought to be playing Texas in everything. That's just
I agree. You know, but in this case,
my opinion. That's all I can say. Just that's what I'm going to do. All right, 7:39. Bill Flores joins us from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
First, congratulations on being elected head of the Republican Study Committee. Now, again, kind of give folks an overview of what that does.
Well, the Republican Study Committee is the largest conservative caucus in Congress. There should be 175 to 185 of us in the next Congress. And our mission statement is to advance conservative solutions based on constitutionally limited government, protecting property rights, fiscal responsibility, defending our country, economic growth, and protecting traditional values.
Of course, conservative for one person may not be another. Obviously, there were some folks who weren't happy that you were elected. They said that leadership had influenced this vote. So I guess let's stake out the territory. Where is it that you and the speaker might not necessarily agree on things?
Well, let's before we do that, let's talk about Raul Labrador's comment. It's unfortunate that he said it, because I think there are four things that are really important here. One, it's in his comments an insult to the intelligence and the passion of the 60% of the RSC that population that voted for me. I mean, for him to say that they're all not conservative or that they were somehow influenced by leadership is just not a smart thing to say. Mm. The second thing is nobody would consider Louis Gohmert to be liberal or even moderate, and I got 88% of the voters that voted for him in the first round switched over and voted for me in the second round. So I think I don't think those folks were influenced by leadership.
Sure.
The third thing I think we've got to remember in Congress is – in my private sector experience, over the 30 years I was in the private sector, when I competed with another company or when I was going up against all my competitors, I didn't try to win through incendiary comments or through press releases. We as a team got our head down and tried to come up with better ideas and work harder and smarter than anybody else. And the last thing is that if I had the imprint of leadership being behind me in this race, I would have lost this race. And so I think those are kind of the candid facts that people need to pay attention to. And, you know, Mr. Labrador and I'll have a discussion about this sometime today, I hope. And my hope is that he will understand that, you know, what he said was just unfair to the people that voted for me, and it's unfair for the fair characterization of the direction we're going to try to go.
All right, then let's characterize Bill Flores as opposed to John Boehner, and where are those areas where you and the speaker are not seeing eye to eye?
Well, let me give you a handful of things. One of the things that we would like to do in the RSC, and we pushed real hard to do that in the 113th Congress, is to put up our alternative for Obamacare. We feel like it's important to show the American people what we're for, and we came up with an alternative to Obamacare, which would have gone along with we had several votes to repeal it, but we never got to show the American people what we were for. And we had a patient-centered, private market-based solution that would have been great to have on the floor before the election so we could show the American people, you know, the stark choice between the president's view of the world and conservatives' view of the world. That one was unfortunately not allowed to make it to the House floor. The second thing is that I think, you know, we have talked about the drivers of our debt, Medicare and Medicaid, in our Path to Prosperity budgets, but we have not been allowed to bring up the actual legislation that would fix those things. And then one of the other areas is, you know, it's fairly easy to fix Social Security for all generations without hurting today's retirees at all. But the speaker wouldn't allow those things to come up. I'm hopeful that if we have a big enough group that we can encourage them to do that in the 114th Congress. And then the last thing is on clean debt ceiling increases. There, in my 4 years in Congress, we've had four debt ceiling increases, two of which had reforms to try to address the growth of the country's debt, and two which were called clean, which didn't address it. I voted against the clean debt ceiling increases, and I don't think there ought to ever be an occasion where we put a clean debt ceiling increase on the floor of the House of Representatives. And so those are just sort of three, I think, of the brighter areas where we differ. Now, let me say this. There are times when I disagree with the speaker, but my view of the world is, and that my private sector experience doesn't tell me you fight this through press releases and incendiary media comments. You fight it by going and sitting down with the speaker and closing the door and have a discussion. And I think that we're better served by doing that than all this crap that's been going around lately.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Well, former chairman of this was Scalise from Louisiana. He's moved up to majority whip. Jeb Hensarling used to be chairman here, and he was moving up through leadership. So does this signal that you are making a move to move higher into the House leadership?
Well, you know, a lot of people are postulating about my ulterior motives for getting this position. No, but I have no aspirations to do any of those things. Look, The people of District 17 elected me to go to Congress and represent them. And one of the ways I can represent them is to be the leader of the conservative movement in Congress. And that's all, I mean, it's one day at a time. You know, my goal is to win this race, and that's what I'm trying to do. Today, my goal is to try to get on the Energy and Commerce Committee, and that's what I hope to do by the end of the week. And then in the 114th Congress, my goal is to push the legislative agenda as hard, I mean, to come up with positive conservative solutions every day of the week. And so I have no aspirations other than those things.
So now, I guess y'all will finish up on Thursday and probably won't be back till after Thanksgiving. What's going to get accomplished this week, as best you can tell?
Well, this week the big deals that we've had are we've had several bills to deal with the bad behavior of the EPA and some other federal agencies that are, where the regulators have just gone out of control. Today we've got the EPA Science Advisory Board Reform Act of 2013, which basically reforms all the conflicts of interest that are embedded in the EPA's regulatory writing process. For instance, the EPA typically stacks its science advisory boards with people who are receiving EPA grants, and so research grants. And so as a result, they're going to be inclined to vote with whatever the EPA gods think that should be done. And so as a result of that, you don't get pure science. You don't get independent analysis out of the EPA Science Advisory Board. So we're trying to clean that up. Those are the types of things we're working on this week.
Sure.
Now, when we come back in December, we've got to work on the big hairy issues. We've got to work on funding the government past December the 11th. We've got to work on terrorism risk insurance. You know, I'm hoping we can look at the sustainable growth rate. The president's going to throw out something related to immigration. We've got to deal with that. He may try to shut down Guantanamo. We've got to deal with that. So we need the beheading this week shows us that the Islamic State is not dead. We need to pay attention to that as well.
There does seem to be a conservative element that wants to keep the government open while y'all are basically in recess to keep the president from taking any executive action. Do you see that's going to gain a foothold? Will that happen?
Well, I didn't understand the question.
Well,
can you say that again?
Yeah, I understood that at least there was a conservative faction out there that was going to try to legislatively keep the government open so the president couldn't take any action while y'all were gone. Heard anything about that?
Well, we typically stay in pro forma session,
right?
So that the president cannot make appointments. But in terms of legislative action to keep the government open to thwart the president, I don't know that really works. Now, I think what we can do is we can pass some rescission language so that we automatically rescind any executive orders that he issues, whether we're in session or out of session.
Well, that's a pretty neat deal. that sounds pretty interesting. Just got to do automatic reject, huh?
Well, yeah, but the challenge with that is you still have Harry Reid over in the Senate, and he's the Gestapo for the president's agenda. And so I think that's the challenge we're going to have. It will be very difficult for the remainder of this Congress to deal with the president's unilateral actions. That said, we'll have a lot better opportunity to do it in the 114th Congress. And I don't want to give all my cards away at this point in time, but we've got some really smart people in the Republican Study Committee that have a lot of great ideas on how to do this. And so we just need to get all those into one formula. And then I'm going to go talk to the House leadership about trying to look at some of our solutions to deal with this, you know, lawless president.
Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the interviews archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Good talking to you. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Sure. Thank you, sir.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com. I'm David Willey, president of CTWP.
I know, David. I remember that. All right, hang on just a second.
And feel anxious, experience sleepless nights, or wake with your mind racing? Are you overwhelmed by school or work? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you are struggling with anxiety, call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
It's common for people to feel alone in their suffering. When you're in pain, it's easy to believe no one understands what you're going through. It can be a dark and lonely place. But when you discover that someone else understands how you feel, it can lighten your load and renew your sense of hope. Hi, I'm Jim Daly. A few years back, I invited my wife, Jean, to be a guest on the daily radio program I host at Focus on the Family. The topic was depression. She has struggled for years with depression, but was hesitant to share her story. For one thing, discussing your experience with depression requires a lot of vulnerability, which can be tough on national radio. She also wondered what good would come from opening up that part of herself to others. Well, it didn't take long for her to discover the answer. As soon as the broadcast aired, hundreds of emails poured into the organization, and a memorable one came from a woman who had suffered from depression. In fact, she was thinking of committing suicide when she heard the broadcast and Jean expressing her experience with depression. In the end, it helped turn this woman's life around. When I told Jean, she burst into tears with joy. So don't be afraid to share your journey with other people. The fact that you made it through to a brighter day could be just the thing to encourage someone else to believe that they can too. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It is 7:53. From SBNation.com, since discussion about a possible face-off between A&M and Texas in the Texas Bowl December 29th at NRG Stadium in Houston first surfaced, right after the Horns became bowl eligible this past Saturday, it was a matter of minutes until reports started emerging about one school or the other not wanting to play in that game. And so while some believe that neither administration wants the game to happen, the first report emerged yesterday morning suggesting that A&M slash the SEC does not want that game to happen. Chip Brown of Horns Digest is reporting two sources close to the institution told HornsDigest.com SEC officials have indicated to the bowls that SEC Big 12 tie-ins that the SEC would not support a Texas versus Texas A&M postseason matchup. From the Texas Bowl standpoint, the Texas Bowl president has already been on the record as, quote, intrigued by the possibility of having the two former rivals play in that game. From the turf to the hardwood, we'll go to number 5 Texas A&M basketball as they open their schedule against former Southwest Conference foe Rice. The Aggies are coming off the Maggie Dixon Classic, where they registered a perfect 3-0 record so far on the season, winning the tournament in Chicago, while the Owls defeated Prairie View A&M this past Friday, 70-58. Coach Blair says the team's got work to do, but with the veterans, it should be made a little easier.
Let's get better one step at a time. Let's do the little things better that we should be doing. We're not a freshman-laden team. We've got one freshman, one transfer kid, one junior college kid. Everybody else, we're veterans.
Tip tonight is at 7. You can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Now, I know it may not feel like softball weather, but the A&M softball team started the Maroon and White series yesterday. White team won the first game 1-0. A&M aims to extend its winning streak in volleyball to 3 games and also avenge a home loss that they suffered against Arkansas earlier this season as the Aggs head to Fayetteville tonight. Coach Lori Corbelli says the team's working on a couple things.
Offensive rhythm. Continuing to work offensive rhythm is going to be really important for our improvement. I think our defense can still use improvement. Our blocking is getting better. I think there's lots of things are starting to show signs of coming together really well. But I think our defense is something that really needs to come together very quickly.
First serve tonight is at 6 and will be televised on the SEC Network. Alabama is the new number one team in the latest college football playoff rankings. The Crimson Tide moved to the top spot with Saturday's win over Mississippi State. Oregon is second. Unbeaten Florida State is third. MSU fell to fourth. TCU is fifth. And Ohio State is sixth. In the NHL last night.
Stars win the draw. Klingberg a shot. He scores!
That was one of 2 goals for the Stars, but that was all they could muster as Eric Staal added 2 third-period goals and an assist to lead the Carolina Hurricanes over Dallas 6-4. Carolina overcame a 2-0 deficit with 4 second-period goals. Big matchup last night in the NCAA basketball. Kentucky coach John Calipari made 1 simple adjustment. He pulled the zone out of his game plan. The Wildcats didn't need it. Instead, they ran a fierce man-to-man defense and got number 5 Kansas all flustered. Kentucky ran away with its most impressive win of the season with a 72-40 drubbing of Rock Chalk Jayhawk. After the game, Kansas coach Bill Self said that his players really just need to come together.
We have to become a team, and we're not close to becoming a team yet. So there's a lot of things that we have to obviously get better at and tighten up. But there is, it's a long season, and we've had some teams stink early before that responded. But tonight we could have been on top of our best game, and it may not have still made much of a difference.
We'll hop over to the NFL, where the Players Association is asking for an appeal of Minnesota Viking running backs Adrian Peterson's season-ending suspension that was handed down by the NFL. Peterson pleaded no contest November 4th to misdemeanor reckless assault in Texas for injury to his 4-year-old son using a wooden switch. In a somewhat related story, police in Cobb County, Georgia, have reopened an investigation into allegations that Houston Rockets center Dwight Howard abused his child. Reports, according to the Orlando Sentinel, Howard was investigated for child abuse over the summer, but the case was closed after there was not enough evidence to support allegations. However, he was investigated in Florida as well with child abuse charges. No charges were filed there. With the new evidence coming to light, Cobb County Police decided to reopen the investigation. And that has been your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Well, let's see. I haven't gotten a chance to do all of our Thanksgiving jokes.
Oh, rats.
No, that's okay. No, we'll get to. We'll get to.
No, really, it's okay.
No, it's all right. Who is in Hungary at Thanksgiving?
Who?
The turkey. It's already stuffed. just saying. when the pilgrims landed, where did they stand?
On their feet?
Yeah.
I'm dying here. I'm dying over here. You're killing me, Alice.
I'm just saying. 37 right now. We'll get up to 63. The mayor joins us. Mayor Byinsky joins us after 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
I got more.